الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Honorable brothers in attendance and viewers of Madani channel, it's the blessed day of Friday and there are so many virtues of reciting Durood Sharif in general and in particular on the day of Friday where we know the reward of deeds is increased by 70-fold. Let us listen to a narration which describes the excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi, peace and salutations upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Firdaus al-Akhbar, there is a narration in which our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, inna anjaakum yawm al-qiyamati min ahwaliha wa mawatiniha. Indeed, the person who will gain salvation quickly from the torment of the Day of Judgment and accountability, أَكْثَرُكُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا is the one who recited the most salat upon me in the world. Is the one who recited abundant salat upon me in this world. So, subhanallah, in this hadith we're told about a formula, a remedy, a way that we can escape from the difficulties of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Very difficult day. Escape from its torment, escape from the accountability as well. What must we do? We must recite Salat ala Nabi. We just need to utter a few words from our lips, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And inshallah, if we do that abundantly, excessively inshallah, then we will be of those who gain salvation on the Day of Judgment. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to recite salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salam said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. A believer's intention is better than his action. Bearing this hadith in mind, let us make the intention that we are here and viewers at home who are watching, they are only watching to gain the rida, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make the intention that you are learning sacred knowledge, which is the inheritance of the Prophet ﷺ. And also make the intention that whatever you hear, you will try your utmost to remember it, to preserve it, and most importantly, to act upon it as well, inshallah. And you can also make the intention that the knowledge you gain from the speech, from the bayan, you will also convey this knowledge to others as well, as a form of sadaqah jariyah for yourself, inshallah. Anyone who learns about the information that will be given today through you, inshallah, you will be rewarded continuously as long as they act upon it as well. So like this, before permissible deeds, before good deeds, we should always make a habit of doing good intentions, inshallah. In today's speech, inshallah, we will hear about an issue which unfortunately is affecting the Muslim Ummah, and many people are involved in this. And what I'm referring to is believing in bad omens, being superstitious, allowing for superstitious thoughts to enter our heart. So to begin, I will mention an account highlighting why taking on ill omens, being superstitious, is incorrect and it's baseless. Meaning there is no validity to it in Islam, where Islam tells you to take a good omen. It also informs the believers to abandon and leave taking bad omens. So listen to this carefully. This particular account is mentioned in Ruhul Bayan, Tafsir Ruhul Bayan. A person narrates that There was a time in my life where I became helpless to the point that I did not have anything in my possession. I would end up eating soil. Allahu Akbar. Imagine reaching a stage where somebody is eating soil to ensure that he doesn't remain hungry. But this person says, even after eating soil, my hunger remained. It still tormented me. Now, I thought to myself during this time, if only I met someone in this difficult moment of mine who would feed me, provide a meal for me, how great would that be? Look at my state. Therefore, I left in search for such a person. In search of such a person, I left, I traveled towards Ahwaz in Iran, a place in Iran. I left towards that, even though I don't know anybody in that place. I'm not familiar with that place. I don't know anyone there, but I still set out. I thought, why not give it a go? Look at my state. Look at the difficulty I'm facing. Perhaps I will meet someone there who will help me. So he says, when I reached the edge of the riverbank, and as you know, in those days, people would travel by ship. Airplanes didn't exist. So he reached the edge of the riverbank. And he goes, I noticed there's no boat present. There's nothing present to take me. So I took this as an ill omen. I took this as a bad omen. But look, things are going to get worse now. I can't even see a boat. Then he says, eventually I did see a boat, but there was a hole in that boat. I also took this as an ill omen, a bad omen as well. Then the person who was leading the boat, I asked him his name. And he said, my name is Devzada. And Devzada in the Persian language refers to Shaitan. I took this as another ill omen, another bad omen. And I thought things are just getting worse, from worse to worse. Three omens so far. Allahu Akbar. He goes, in the end, I boarded the boat. I traveled on this boat. When I reached the other side of the river, I called out, O porter, see the person who's going to help with the luggage. He said, please take my luggage. And at that time, the only thing I had was a quilt, some personal belongings, necessary belongings. The porter who responded was blind in one eye. I took this as the fourth omen. This is the fourth thing that I took as a bad omen, an ill omen. I was superstitious about this. I thought, look, first of all, I couldn't see a boat. Secondly, I saw a boat that was damaged. Thirdly, the name of the person who is responsible for leading the boat, his name means Shaitan. Now the fourth person, the porter that I've come across, he's blind in one eye. So he mentions that each time he was taking these things as a bad omen. And then at that time he thought to himself, why do I return back? I don't think I'll gain any success in this journey. Look what's happened to me so far. I might as well return back. But then he remembered his necessity. He thought to himself, if I go back, there's nothing there for me anyway. The reason why I left where I was is because I couldn't find any food. I was suffering from extreme hunger. There was no one to help me. I was helpless. I undertook this difficult journey. Why? Because I thought that this place that I have reached, maybe I will receive some help here. So if I go back, I'm back to square one. And I've taken myself back to the original place. So he goes, I abandoned this idea of returning. I goes, when I reached the hostel and I was thinking about what to do next when somebody knocked on the door. I asked, who is it? That person replied, I have come to meet you. I said, do you know who I am? And he replied, yes. Now I thought to myself, either is an enemy or a representative of the king, either of the two. Now after thinking about this for a moment, I should open the door or not, I eventually opened the door. And the person said, such and such a person has sent me to you and given the message that although there is a conflict between me and you, I have found out about your difficulty, your need, and I believe fulfilling your rights is essential. We have problems, but I've heard about your state and I feel it's upon me to fulfill your rights. Ease this difficulty of yours. Now, if you stay here in this hostel, I will provide for you for 2 months. Your needs will be met for 2 months if you stay in this hostel. But if you want to continue on your journey, you don't want to stay here, then here are 30 dinars, 30 gold coins. You can take them and spend on your necessities, and you may go. I understand your situation. If you want to leave, then that's fine as well. And the person says, the one who is helpless and who undertook this journey, he says, I had never owned 30 dinars until that point in my life. And I also realized a very important thing from the message bearer and everything that took place when I reached the hostel, that there is no such thing as bad omens. There is no reality to this. Otherwise, I took four things as a bad omen, and what did they result in? It resulted in somebody giving me 30 dinars. If those bad omens did actually have any basis, if they were valid, then how did this situation occur? How did somebody come out of the blue and help me? So I abandoned taking bad omens from that day onwards. Subhanallah, Al-Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions in Tafsir Naimi that in Islam, to take a good omen, meaning you're about to embark on a journey, you're about to do a particular task, and you gain a sign which is a good sign, you see a particular person, a pious person for example, or something happens on that particular day which pleases your heart, and you take that as a good omen, he says this is permissible. This is jais in Islam. But to take an ill omen, to see a person and then to think, oh, that's it, I'm going to suffer loss now because I saw so-and-so person and he's bad luck, and seeing him will lead me to fail. This is haram in Islam. This is haram. There is no basis to this. It's not valid at all to think like this. But unfortunately, very unfortunately, the Muslim Ummah today is falling prey to this. Taking bad omens, being superstitious. You know, people open newspapers, look at the, you know, star signs, and depressed for the rest of the day. Oh, I said this about me. Or they'll go to an astrologer. And these are just one or two examples. I'll give more examples later as well, inshallah. But how low have we fallen? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take good omens, and you'll hear this later on as well. This is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we are doing the opposite. We're taking bad omens, and we're not taking good omens. So this is something that we should be mindful of as well. What's the difference? Now, what's the difference between good omens and bad omens? As you heard, the Shari'i ruling is jais to take good omens, to take an event, meeting a particular person, or something happening in your life as a good omen, is jais. But to do the opposite, if you leave for work and you see somebody you don't particularly like and you think, that's it, I'm going to suffer at work, and you return back home, then this is taking a bad omen. This is an example. This is impermissible, najais, and haram in Islam. Taking a good omen is the way of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereas taking a bad omen is the way of the non-Muslims. As a Muslim, we should always take good omens and discard, abandon any bad omens, any superstitious beliefs. We shouldn't be superstitious. When you take a good omen, when you take something as a good sign for you, for yourself, then inshallah it is hoped that through the mercy of Allah, your task will be fulfilled. Inshallah, whatever you set out to do will be completed according to your desire. And your hope in the mercy of Allah and the grace of Allah will increase, no doubt. But if you're always taking bad omens, ill omens, being superstitious, then what will happen? This will eventually lead you to becoming hopeless, meaning losing hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, ma'adallah. And this is not the way of a believer. The way of a believer is to always be hopeful in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When you take a good omen, it brings peace to your heart, comfort, tranquility to your heart, and it brings happiness. Whereas taking a bad omen only leads to stress. You become distressed, worried, concerned, depressed even. So there is afiyah in taking good omens and leaving bad omens. Taking a good omen takes a person towards success, whereas taking a bad omen produces despair and laziness. It makes you leave that act that you were thinking of doing. You had a goal in mind, you had an aim in mind, but then you saw something, you saw a particular person or something happen, and you think, I don't think it's better for me. And then you leave it. Not only do you end up not fulfilling that task, but you also end up lazy and full of despair as well. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he says, it is sunnah to take a good omen which leads to the hope of Allah increasing in your heart, and taking a bad omen is forbidden, as this leads to despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hope is good and despair is bad. Of course, this is understood by everyone. Always remain hopeful in the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla. This was mentioned in Mir'atul Manajih. And scholars throughout the ages have instructed the believers that you should only take good omens. In Urdu, they say nek fal. You see something and you consider it to be a sign that you will succeed in a particular task. And sadly today, we take so many bad omens. We'll cover examples of that, and each of us has to ask ourselves, am I guilty of that? Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman, was asked a question in his time, about a century ago. He said, if you know that a certain person, it's believed regarding him that seeing him early in the morning, when you leave your home for example, will lead to bad luck, if this is the case, then one will end up suffering hardship as well, difficulty as well, he won't be successful in his task. The great Imam was asked, is it okay to believe in this? Is it okay to have this belief that if I see a particular person in the morning, that's it, my day is gonna go the way that I don't want it to go in? I'm going to suffer, I'm going to face hardship. And the great Imam, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he answers, and he says, there is no basis for this in the Sharia. You think that a certain person can become an obstacle in you achieving your goals, your aims, your targets, just by seeing him, or just by crossing the same path as him. And the great Imam continues and says, this is the delusion of the people. It's prevalent. But there is a ruling in Sharia, إِذَا تَطَيَّرْتُمْ فَمْضُوا. Whenever an ill omen comes to your mind, whenever a superstitious belief comes to your mind, leave it, abandon it, let go of it. Don't let it linger in your heart and mind. Don't let it stay there. Why? Because the longer it stays there, it'll become pukhta, it'll become firm in your heart and mind, and you start actually believing that to be the case. And the great Imam advises, he says, in such a scenario, you should make the following dua. Allahumma la tayra illa tayruk, wa la khayra illa khayruk, wa la ilaha ghayruk. That, O Allah Almighty, there is no misfortune, there is no augury, but it is from you. And there is no good, but it is from you. And there is none worthy of worship besides you. This is a dua that we should try and memorize. Allahumma la tayra illa tayruk, wa la khayra illa khayruk, wa la ilaha ghayruk. And then the great Imam says, read this dua, continue doing what you're doing, and do not even think for a moment of leaving that task because of a particular person you saw or a particular thing happened on that day. No, continue with reliance in Allah Almighty, inshallah you will be successful. And subhanAllah, if you look at the early period of Islam and the Muslims who were directly given instruction by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was their aqeedah? We don't find that they took bad omens. We don't find that they were superstitious. In fact, it was completely the opposite. Listen to this account, which is mentioned in Ghiza'ul Albab. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Ali karram Allahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. He is intending to travel for battle against the Khawarij. The Khawarij were an early sect in Islam who were deviants. They were deviated in their beliefs, in their actions as well. And Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu intended to travel for battle with them. An astrologer was in the way, meaning on the way, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu met an astrologer. And these so-called astrologers, they predict what's going to happen, etc. And this is what I touched upon earlier. People will read a column in a newspaper about their star sign and they'll stay depressed all day. Whereas in Islam, there's no basis for this. And that astrologer said that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, do not leave. I don't advise you to leave. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu asked the reason why. Why are you advising me not to leave? And he said, the moon at this time is on Scorpio, the eighth constellation. If you leave at this time, you'll be defeated. If you leave right now, you're going to suffer defeat. After hearing this, listen to what Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu said. He said, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other Khulafa, meaning Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, they did not believe in what astrologers say. After placing my reliance in Allah Almighty, I will indeed travel to prove that your statement is a lie. I will continue traveling and I will not even think twice about what you're saying that I will suffer defeat. I don't believe that to be the case. I will put my full tawakkul reliance in Allah Azza wa Jal and I will follow the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the way of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhumah, Shaykhain. And subhanAllah, he continued on his way. He departed for that journey. And it's mentioned that after the apparent life of the Prophet alayhi salam, there was no journey that was more blessed than this journey of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. It was so full of blessings and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all the enemies were defeated and Sayyidina Ali returned happy and victorious. So what did this prove, dear brothers in Islam, viewers of Madini channel? That taking ill omens, being superstitious, this is not the way of a Muslim. And you just heard Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, Amir al-Mu'mineen, doing the opposite to what that astrologer said. He said, I won't pay any attention to what you're saying. You think I will suffer defeat? I have my full tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I believe I'll be successful. And alhamdulillah, he returned successful as well. And there's another account of the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayh. Once he was on a journey departing from Madinatul Munawwara and Sayyidina Muzahim, who was with them, he was the servant of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayh. He saw that the moon was stationed by the star Dabaran. It was in a particular location. And it was the belief of the people of that time that when the moon is close to Dabaran, then bad luck occurs if you travel. Meaning you will face hardship, you will face difficulty. And the servant says, I didn't want to directly say that to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz. So I just said, take a look at the moon. How beautiful it looks. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi alayhi, looked at the moon. And he saw that it was indeed by Dabaran. And he said, O Muzahim, perhaps you want to show me that the moon is stationed next to Dabaran. And then he said very famous words, subhanAllah, showing his firm belief in Allah. He said, we depart by the order and decision of Allah Almighty, rather than the decision of the moon and the sun. Rather than where the moon and the sun are stationed. That has no bearing on us. We travel by the decision, by the command, by the order of Allah Almighty. Meaning that we have full tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't care what these astrologers and all these other people say. Alhamdulillah, this again was a firm example of how our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, would never take bad omens, would never consider a place or a time or a person to be ill-omened. They would never fall into superstition because of them. And this is what we need to do today. And we need to become Muslims who do not fall prey to all of these superstitions, all of these bad omens. Otherwise, we will only face the consequences. Let us listen to a few examples. How do people think today? What ill omens do they take on? What superstitions do they have? And many of these will be relevant. Why? Because even from a young age, we've heard about them as well. Someone sees a blind person, or someone who can't walk properly, he's got a limp, or he's blind in one eye, or he's ill. Or even after seeing a specific bird, hearing a specific voice, people will say, that's it, I'll suffer loss today. Why? Because I came across this person. This is taking an ill omen. This is an example of taking an ill omen. It's haram in Islam. Sometimes a particular day or a month is taken as an ill omen. Some people become sad when they read the horoscopes, they read their star signs in newspapers. And I've touched upon this as well. The rest of the day they're pondering, they're thinking, oh, what's going to happen to me? This is impermissible in Islam. It has no basis whatsoever in Islam. Someone may believe that brushing the floor after the guests leave is a sign of misfortune. It will lead to misfortune. Again, this is wrong as well. Some people believe that if your right eye flickers, then some sort of misfortune will befall them. Again, this is incorrect. Some people believe if a glass, a cup falls and it breaks, then a calamity was averted. This is incorrect as well. Some believe that if a cat cries or a dog cries at night, then this is a sign of misfortune as well. It's not. This has no basis in Islam. Someone who owns a business, if he has a customer in the morning, the first customer, if he were to leave without purchasing anything, then that shopkeeper falls prey to this bad omen that the rest of the day is going to go like this as well. Because the first customer didn't purchase anything, the rest of the day I'm going to suffer loss as well. Again, this is an ill omen. This is not allowed to be our belief, our mindset in Islam. We can't take such bad omens and be superstitious like this. A woman whose husband passes away and she's still young, she becomes a widow in her young age, she's considered as unfortunate by people, by society, unfortunately. But Islamically speaking, there is nothing wrong with such a woman. If a woman is expecting a child, people say, don't come near the deceased. If you come near deceased, then your child will suffer. Again, there's no basis for this in Islam. If a child is sleeping and someone happens to step over that child, they believe that that child will grow up to become short in height. Again, this is incorrect. Some believe that wrinkles appear on the face if one looks in the mirror at night. Again, this is incorrect. And Allah knows best where these notions have come from. Incorrect notions. But we need to rid them. If we are following such notions, then we need to rid them at once. Because the way of Islam is, we take good omens and we abandon and distance ourselves from ill omens, superstitions. These examples that I'm giving may be dependent on where you live as well, in what part of the world as well. It's not necessary that every single example I mentioned applies in our community, but there may be many that do. And in many parts of the world where they take all sorts of funny omens and superstitions as well. There's one that's mentioned here, the clothes of newborn children. Some people believe if you were to squeeze and rinse the child's clothes after washing them, this will cause pain in the body of that child. Again, this is incorrect, totally incorrect. Many people take bad omens from certain numbers. It's famous, the number 13. People say it's an unlucky number. Islamically speaking, no number is unlucky. So these are the things that we need to keep in mind. Another example is given, at the time of the Azan of Maghrib, people believe that lights should be turned on, otherwise calamities will be sent. And all of these are incorrect examples. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to leave bad omens and to learn the knowledge of Islam, that goodness comes from Allah and anything that is destined to reach us, which is a calamity, it will reach us. But we can't take omens like this. We try to take the good out of any situation, inshallah. And all of these baseless, all of these incorrect notions, we need to remove them from our societies, from our communities, from our households even. And most of these examples, I'm sure you've heard of, and we pray to Allah that we never fall prey to them. We never become a victim of these bad omens and superstitions as well. We need to read that dua, Allahumma la tayra illa tayruk, wa la khayra illa khayruk, wa la ilaha khayruk. That, ya Allah, any omen, any misfortune, any augury, anything that happens, it comes from you. Ya Allah, any goodness is from you. Ya Allah, there's none worthy of worship besides you. When we have this firm belief, then inshaAllah ta'ala, we will only look for good omens and we won't take any particular time, any place, any location, any date as a bad omen. We won't do that. We will continue in our task, continue in trying to achieve our goal, our mission, anything that we've set out to do, placing our full trust in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a Muslim does that, then inshallah, his hope in the mercy of Allah will increase. He will not be amongst those who despair. He will have a firm belief that inshallah, I will be successful by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, today we heard about the belief, the Islamic belief regarding taking bad omens and good omens. The simple hukum, the ruling is that taking bad omens, being superstitious, this is impermissible in Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even said in a hadith, la safara, that there is nothing wrong with the month of Safar. And we learned that the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Khulafa'i Rashidun, the likes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, was to take good omens and to consider good in every situation. May Allah ta'ala make us amongst those believers, those Muslims who stay far away from taking bad omens and being superstitious. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such iman, such strength in our iman, that we only take good omens and we rely fully in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Calling upon you, Allah.